And now it's time for, and you think you have bad in-laws? Can't stand your spouse's mom and pop? Consider these characters from the Bible. Remember Laban?
Jacob, Jacob, I know you're upset. You worked for me for 7 years so you could marry Rachel. But technically, Leah's older, so she's first in line. Now, I see you have your heart set on Rachel. So I tell you what, you stay on as employee of the month for, let's say, another 7 years, and she's yours. What do you say?
How about Jethro?
Moses, what's your problem? You're out there morning to night, judging this, solving that. Not that it's any of my business, but I think you're out of your mind. Listen to me. Appoint some judges and stay home. I want grandchildren, and I'm not getting any younger.
Or King Saul.
David was like a son to me once, and the kid can sing, I'll give him that. Love those psalms. But he's just a little too likely to take over my throne, so the next time I see him, I'm just going to have to kill him.
Your spouse's folks suddenly looking better? We'll hear more about in-laws and the best way to deal with them today on Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh.
How do we avoid in-law problems? The primary way is to understand what the Scripture means when it says in Genesis 2:24, "For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." To join together in oneness means that your loyalty is primarily to each other as married partners. That doesn't mean you don't love your extended family, but you stand together, united in marriage, and work through the problems that you might have with in-laws.
Learn how to grow closer as a couple. Call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Grace-Filled Marriage. That's 1-800-472-2311 or visit us online at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.